the opportunities you had over the weekend. We talked to Papo on Friday. Papo Morales joins us, PapoCore1 on Twitter from AmWager and for formtowin.com, form2win.com, and had a good weekend. We saw a number of notes on Twitter of people who downloaded the app and poked around and is getting to understand it and are finding winners like Wayburn. Papo, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. How are you doing today?
Excellent. And how was your weekend?
Frustrating, to say the least. Because when we talk about this with Form to Win, when you have horses that show up and you're like, there's no way. And Wayburn, who was third fastest on Form to Win, I talked to I have a buddy that I play the multis with that we combine our bankrolls, you know, for some more coverage. And we talked about the horse and we were both looking at Form to Win and we said, you know, we could use him as a C. And we chose not to at the last minute. And then, of course, you know, we absolutely used Helium because he was a double qualifier. And so all our A's won. And if we would have just used him as a C, I think it paid like $64,000 for the cross country. So it was a missed opportunity.
And I'm looking, I'll put this up on Twitter, highly motivated. We're talking about using the Form to Win. This was the average. Highly Motivated was listed first. Freedom Fighter was listed second. Wayburn was listed third, which is really quite something. I mean, it's funny. The horse that Form to Win discounted was Capo Kane, and that in itself was valuable because if you kind of netted him out, I mean, Crowded Trade, you had to make, there was another, you know, one start mm-hmm, type mm-hmm. horse you had to kind of make a decision about. He was fifth with just the one start. But, you know, to have Wayburn that highly rated, I picked him fourth myself and didn't use him to great advantage personally. But I absolutely noted my decision-making process of putting him on the page was what I saw from the Form to Win. I didn't take advantage properly in my betting, but that's why I included him.
Yeah, I mean, the saving grace out of all of it was I did bet him to win. So that
nice.
Kind of
nice.
That made the, yeah, you know, picked up the pieces from not hitting in anything from the multis. But, yeah, it's just when you're using the app, and really the value is, and it is the is that average Form to Win time. And then, of course, you know, you can structure your filters however you want based on distance, but it just continues to highlight horses that just looking at the raw PPs, they wouldn't work. And I will say this, Steve, I don't know when you print out your PPs. I print them out usually on Thursdays for the weekend. And so I look at the races Thursday night, and then I got word Friday that Wayburn had a 3-furlong blowout on Thursday. And I even,
right.
I tagged, you know, whoever handles, his Twitter account and said, oh, nice, you know, nice 3-furlong blowout. And it gave me the thumbs up. And so it was like it was looking me right in the face. And I still was not smart enough to use him, at least as a C for the multis.
We're going to be short today. We'll do more of that later in the week. But I should also mention, especially with Richie Baltus having just joined us, for those that looked at Form to Win when it came to the big cap, Idol was number one on Form to Win average.
Yeah, it's a powerful tool, Steve. I mean, we just encourage everybody to, you know, download the app. I did talk to Alex in Australia this morning. His team is pushing the newest version of the app to the Apple Store and Google Play. So it usually takes a couple of days from once they push it for it to be accepted. But hopefully by this weekend, we'll have the updated app, and that will give you two free races a day to start to look at and analyze some races.
Well, and then what we'll do together, you know, we'll get you on, and you and we'll go through them, and we'll handicap them together, and we can walk people through the instrumentation so that they can, you know, they can see. But I can tell just from the reactions we're getting, our friend Dan Hart, Dan used it this weekend, and he scored, and I can just tell from the emails we've gotten, I'm sure you've gotten others as well, just, you know, it hasn't taken much for people to figure out. You hit that analyze button, and even if you don't adjust the sliders, even if you don't adjust, you know, the requisites, things like distance, just the raw computation of the straightforward analysis is help enough.
Exactly, Steve. And obviously, it is based off the speed and the figures that they've run in the past. So the more if you've got more data on the horses, I think the more you can really kind of fine tune your opinions. But I mean, even with the 3-year-olds, sometimes those horses can jump up and run a bigger number because they are getting better with every start. But yeah, I was actually quite surprised with the results of the Gotham that it was already pointing out that horse had a legitimate shot.
What do we anything for today?
I just looked at Tampa real quick. I looked at Gulfstream, but it had a couple of scratches. Just Tampa, there were two races. Tampa, race 7, there's the 4-horse Donia's Magic, who's 6-1. She fits on form to win. And then the Tampa 9th, which is 5 furlongs on the turf. The number 2, Baby Booner, at 8-1 is one I would kind of be interested to try to fill in to the fold.
All right, I have not looked yet. So the Tampa 6, did you say?
Tampa 7, the number 4. And then the Tampa 9, the number 2.
Beautiful. All right. I'll play around with it, too. And we'll get back tomorrow or Friday or both with Popo. Form, number 2, win.com. Download the app and go through the races. You get the previous 2 days as well, so you can go back and look at results, compare them up. You hit the analyze, and it immediately gives you some contenders that you might not have considered. That has been, and in some cases, like I mentioned, Capo Kane, it pushes down a horse that you thought had to be used. It's amazing, to say the least. Popo, thank you, buddy. We'll talk tomorrow and or Friday.
Yeah, sounds good, Steve. Have a great day.
Popo Morales, Popo Core 1 on Twitter for Form 2, number 2, win.com. Andy Serling tomorrow. We are going to have to get Glenn Corbett tomorrow, too. Glenn never surfaced. So we did get 2 out of the 3, Jose Farrar and John Court. And, of course, Brent Fernung joined us to pay tribute to his late brother, Sid Fernando, as well. Richie Baltus, talk to you tomorrow, everybody.
The latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Beck on Sirius XM Radio.
Why, in the past decade, has BRL Equine become the premier equine supplement company in the industry? Because we spend millions in research and development before we ever put out a product. Because we use only FDA-supervised facilities to manufacture for us. Because what we say is in them is in them. Because they work. Because if you're not happy, I'll give you your money back. And because top trainers and veterinarians in thoroughbred racing, standardbred racing, three-day eventing, and barrel racing all trust in BRL Equine. Shouldn't you? To find out more how Flexify HA, Unlock, Bleeder Shield, and EPO Equine can help you, contact me, Joseph Vellante, 215-501-6880.
A great story to tell in Pennsylvania. Only 3 states have produced more Breeders' Cup champions, and no state can match our performance in recent years. Since 2016, our numbers of mares bred has skyrocketed, unlike the national trend. And this year's live foal report shows Pennsylvania up over 50%. Why? Our incentives and bonuses are the best in North America. Please visit us at pabred.com and see why Pennsylvania is the premier place to breed and race.